Well, the National Agricultural Statistics Service has undergone several changes here recently, and starting in April, there will be yet another big one, as they will suspend USDA data collection and reports on a number of commodities.
This is all budget-driven, looking at where we currently are with what we know with the situation as of today, and seeing how can we move forward.
NASNAS Director Joe Prusaki, who says that decision affects reports including catfish, cattle, milk production, and non-citrus fruits, nuts, and vegetable forecast, with a decision made based on a ranking system according to several criteria.
Throughout the last 3 to 5 years, NAS has been compiling a list of programs ranked from high to low, and then we get into these situations when we're looking at resources. What we do is we look at the list and move up the list, and that's what we did. If you notice on this list of reports, it's very similar to the one that was published back in October of 2011.
However, one group of reports will continue, those considered principal economic indicators of the U.S.
Things like the grain stocks report, crop production, hogs and pigs, monthly prices, cattle on feed, and the acreage report, the June and the March prospective plantings. And we have made commitment that we would publish those reports as high a priority as possible.
Prusaki adds that they did not make the decision lightly, but had little choice due to the lack of resources. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.